And ho, old friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hello and welcome, friends. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with Randy Bergen, presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. When you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am your host, Randy Bergen, as we're broadcasting from our Super Speed Golf Studios. Today, the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room, and man, what a place to be. We're so excited to be on the Saturday lineup following the very popular Prep Sports Report. As I mentioned, we'll talk golf first right here. But guys, we're going to talk some football as well. It's getting very close to that season. So glad to have you on board with us, covering the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, as well as Central and North Alabama. All right, without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce this wild cast of characters that we have. If you're new to the show, let's kick it off with the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. We call him our dog.
The dog.
Sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Hey, I'm glad to announce, too, Bobby, a permanent member of the show. I could not have a more appropriate podsy, if you will. Thanks, Bobby.
Glad to have you here. Nice to be here. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Got a lot to get into today.
Always.
All right.
Hey, and I really like the man cave. We can hang out here for a while.
This is very nice. You see how this is working, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Look, I did buy a driver net. I was going to put it up in my house, but I'm thinking maybe we should bring that in here, too. It's an indoor driver net. So.
Hey, we can have employee golf day.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's the voice of Sean Esfahani Jr. right here at Eastern Shore Hyundai. And hanging out with us, too, one of our other great sponsors is Matt Brandt with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt, glad to have you here.
Man, I'm excited. This is a great Saturday morning. I feel it in the air. I mean, I feel like I need the smoker going behind me. I need a Bud Light in my left hand, a cigar in my right, and just ready to start sports, man. This is all about football, golf, food, and, well, now – I may have to call in once that driver net gets in here. It's not going to work today at all. It's a daytime affair.
Well, I got to tell you, we are, and for those of you that are just hearing us for the first time, Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, we've been doing this for, 16, 17 years now. And we've primarily been on Sundays. And we've gotten off the Sunday lineup to be a part of the Saturday lineup following the very popular Prep Sports Report. And for this reason, so we can talk some golf with you, and then we can talk some football, and, of course, high school football just 2 weeks away, and then you step right into college football, and man, just couldn't be more excited. But let me tell you about what we have set up for you today. It's got an awesome show set up for you. We're going to be talking about Davis Love III. He's hinting about some major changes coming to the major championships. The LIV Tour, that still seems to be a very hot topic, no doubt about it, which kind of carries us into the LIV Golf versus PGA Tour lawsuit. We'll talk about that. And, Bobby, I know you got some thoughts on that. We're going to get you caught up on the professional leaderboards, the official world golf rankings, on our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, David Musial. He's the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He is also, if you didn't know, he's the professor, Sean, he's the professor of Golf for Dummies. And I'm just saying, because I know you haven't heard it. It wasn't that I was saying that directly.
It's okay.
I'm just saying, I know you hadn't heard that.
I need his number.
Yeah. But what he does, he always gives a tip, and he has a theme song, some theme music for that particular tip that goes in correlation with each other. And for the theme music today, we're going to go back to 1974. You ready for this? A little Jake Giles band. And
Jay Giles.
Yeah, okay. We must have got lost.
Well, David is the doctor, and he's a doctor, and he's a student of music, and he can
he is
give
an aficionado.
You the dates, the times, and who was in the group, and the lead singer. He knows all that, and it is a wonderful segment. I learn a lot from it, too, being a golf professional and a teacher. So listen out for David. He has some really good tips.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. You won't want to miss that for sure.
When he was in high school, he was my student.
David was?
Yes.
Dude, you are old.
I am old. At old Skyline Country Club, which is here in Lakes.
That's exactly right.
David grew up there playing golf, and I was assistant pro when I met him. He was still in high school, and then he went on to be the pro up in Birmingham and then made his way back to Mobile and took back over Skyline Country Club, which is now here in Lakes. And so we've had a good run together. Good friend.
Well, you have done very well. You have done very well. David is an awesome guy. He's just like you, an awesome PGA professional teacher.
Old school. We're old school. We're old and we're old school.
Yes on both.
Yes on both.
Listen, also, I want to remind you to go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Joey Johnson, the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, has done, again, an outstanding job. If you're not familiar with our magazine, you can go directly to the website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can check out the digital version there. We also have printed versions at a lot of the golf courses around. Bobby, you've got an article in there. He's done a great job on some really neat stuff. You need to check it out. But a little bit about your article.
Yeah, we have an article. The last one came out about Dr. Tom Johnson, our new ground supervisor out there at Quail Creek, and what a job he's done, and his background is just phenomenal, and the growth has been tremendous. As everybody knows, we've had some trouble in the spring. But I tell you what, right now, just put our fairways up against most other golf courses. Greens are getting better. This tremendous amount of rain, I mean, 30-something days of rain has really hurt a little bit of everybody. So wear your mutters out there.
Yeah. Well, as you
but he's done a great job. Thank you for and the magazine is great. I love writing the articles. If you haven't gotten a copy, it has a lot of great information. Joey has done a bang-up job, and it's a fun magazine. I look forward to being in it for a long time, and you know, you're attracting more business from central Alabama and the panhandle of Florida. It's a great publication.
He's done a good job, no doubt. Do check it out, southernfairwaysgolf.com. And by the way, you can check out the podcast as well. If you missed a radio show, we've got some interviews on there. Had a great interview last week with Bernard Garson with Garson Putter Grips. And you need to check that one out. Also, Lloyd Cohn a couple of weeks ago with that new CopperTech golf glove, which you have now checked out. Bobby, I know you've got them. You now are a recipient of one.
That's right. I used one Wednesday. And tell you what, I mean, even with it being humid and you know how it is in the summertime, I could use that glove three or four holes in a row without having to change it out because it was too, too wet. Otherwise, you're changing a glove every single hole this time of year with the humidity and the moisture in the air and your all the sweat in your hands. Really was impressed. I liked it.
I wore it yesterday.
Yeah, it was really good.
I liked it a lot.
Really the day he's talking about that we played Bobby would have been Wednesday. You were talking about rain. We got flooded. Okay. Did we not?
It rained.
It rained for a long time.
We found ourselves in a tunnel under the street, for about 30, 45 minutes. Deciding should we leave or not.
Exactly.
And we really couldn't see much outside of the tunnel because of all the sheets of rain coming down.
Uh-huh. And let me tell you, it does get very humid when there's no wind blowing through that tunnel. Okay. Yeah, it got very hot in there. Yeah. But look, we got a lot to wrap up in just 1 hour. It will be the fastest hour in radio, so you won't want to miss any of it. Of course, the leaderboards will have that for you. A lot of golf going on right now. Maybe we can touch on a little football as well. We'll talk some food.
Yep.
All right, because you're going to be with us for
the whole time. The shortest 60 minutes ever.
Bobby, I know you got some tips lined up for us as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Can you tease us on a couple?
Had a great lesson this morning. Give a shout out to Michelle Ollinger. She's head of surgical services at Thomas Hospital. We had a great time this morning working on chipping, and there was a lot of fun. And she's really has the good spirit of the golf game. She plays for fun and has a good time, but she enjoys improving, and that's what I encourage everybody to do. Just improve a little bit. Take time to make that practice session for yourself. Take time for yourself, but get with a good teaching pro that can help you. But a tip out there today is try to turn as much as you can. I just see so many amateurs hanging back on their right foot. They don't shift their weight properly. They don't have a turn, and it's all about the correct motion. When you throw a football, you step forward. In golf, you step forward. I have a hard time a lot of time with these baseball players, especially the young ones. They spin out on that right foot. They don't shift their weight properly. So baseball coaches don't like me.
We're going to let you give that tip here in just a little bit. All right?
Learn to rotate.
There you go. We'll talk about that. as we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go ahead and get you caught up on the leaderboards, and we'll talk some more golf. Golf first, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Burgett on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
That's good. Oh, Larry the Cable Guy. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Burgett, joined by Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, the Director of Golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Sean Esfahani Jr., he's the man here at the Eastern Shore campus, if you will. Toyota, Hyundai, luxury cars, certified. You got it all going on here. And then one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill, our good friend Matt Brandt. Still drying off, Bobby. Still drying off from that deal we went through on Wednesday. Hey, before we went in there and before I get you caught up on the leaderboards, you got a tip for us on turning. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you have to have good rotation. We were talking about that in the break. You have to have good rotation, but get with an instructor so you're not swaying, that you learn how to turn properly with your hips and your shoulder and turn your back to the target. We like the weight to shift back to the left side for those that are right-handed. If you're left-handed, it'd be the opposite. But move your weight to the left foot and specifically on your left heel. I see too many players move out on their toes. As you swing, centrifugal force pulls the club out away from you, and it pulls you out on your toes. You need to counterbalance your swing by finishing on the back of your left heel and try to finish with a straight left leg. If you can't turn properly with your left leg bent, it's got to straighten up as you turn and you swivel your hips, your shoulders, and face down range toward the target. An old tip I have is get your right shoulder closer to the target when you finish your swing than the left shoulder. Get your right shoulder closer to the target than your left when you finish your swing, and learn to balance. You watch the girls in gymnastics. They get on that little 6-inch balance beam, and they do backflips and back handsprings, and they land beautifully. Well, feel like you're standing on a 6-inch platform 6 feet above the ground and swing a golf club. And if you fall off that balance beam, you're going to have a hard time. So feel like you're on that balance beam. Swing your club with balance. Don't worry about high-speed performance right now. Worry about your balance and control. Learn to swivel your hips and turn through. Now, some of us can't. We have surgeries, knee problems, ankle problems, and you learn, get with a PGA golf professional, a good teaching professional that knows what they're doing. They can help you through some of those problems that you're having. Not all of us can turn the same way, but still, balance for anybody is still a big issue.
And that's one of the things that we always talk about is get another set of eyes. You know, and Bobby, you and I have talked about it over and over and over, is you see people on the range, they go out there, they get a bucket of balls, and they go out there and they just hit. They just hit, and they do the same thing over and over, and it's bad habits that they have in there. Instead of getting another set of eyes on them to say, hey, look, why don't you try this? You did that to me the other day. We were playing in a tournament, and I just, for whatever reason, I couldn't get my alignment right. My shoulders were way left of my feet and all that. You got me turned around, started hitting the ball a little bit better. But get another set of eyes on you, and I would encourage you, get with your local PGA teaching professional.
Well, we like to talk football as well, but I'm going to borrow the line from the great Nick Saban. It's a process.
That's right, man.
So get with the pro, get with the process, get with the program. Don't just take one lesson. Set yourself up for several and improve each day if you're serious about golf. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So there you go. And, Sean, I know that you're getting back into golf. You've been, as a new dad, it's been difficult for you to do a lot of that. But, listen, I know you really want to get back into it in a big way. I would encourage you, get with a local PGA professional. Get with Bobby and get those set of eyes on you and just let them get you going in a good direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think one thing helped me a lot, I took some lessons out in Texas when I was out there, and videos were included with that. Me being able to not only hear the instruction and then watch what I was actively doing wrong, because sometimes you just can't feel that part of your body, especially with alignment. You can't feel it, but boy, when you see it, it, for me at least, it made it a lot easier to correct and understand what I was trying to be instructed to do. So everybody's got phones. Use your phones. Use the stands. You can take a video yourself and watch yourself play. Sometimes that can make a big difference in what you do.
And you mentioned the stand. Let me just throw this real quick, and we're going to get caught up on the leaderboard here. But our good buddy, Vin Goodman, okay, our West Coast correspondent out in California, a couple of years ago, he says, I have got a great idea. And you know how we're all looking for that great idea, that multi-million dollar idea, right? So he comes up and he says, and he shows me exactly what he's got. And he has made, okay, one of the stands you're talking about for your iPhone. How far did he carry it? Just to the drawing. Oh. Okay, and somebody else took it.
Oh. Yeah. Plenty of them.
But, so there's a good tip right there. If you got an idea, go ahead and take it to the end. Right. Yeah, don't show it.
And one more thing, too, that Bobby brought up. Bobby doesn't know this, but he may have just started the next TikTok challenge sensation. We're going to start seeing now on TikTok people swinging a golf club on a balance beam.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Wow, Bobby. There you go.
You know, keep it low to the ground and really get good at it.
Well, that's a great idea. Get you a board and go stand on it. See if you.
That'd be a staple in your golf training.
Don't fall off of it. And start slow, but learn to get your balance. Learn to stand on one foot and balance yourself like a skateboarder. Just do it on the ground. You can't do it for more than 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. The young people can that are good athletes, but learn to get better balance in your inner ear. And, you know, our friend Danny Spivey from way back, he had inner ear trouble. And he just couldn't stay balanced. But you got to learn your balance, stay balanced. Another thing is for getting a teacher out there, you have a wealth of knowledge in Mobile and Baldwin County. You got Ray Schuessler at the Country Club, Michael Brisbane, Lawrence Auer, David Musial. Got all kinds of guys out there you can call. Rob Bradley here at Timber Creek. Just got a wealth of information. So go see him. Yep.
Absolutely.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
There you go, Boom.
Huh? There you go. And by the way, go see Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen. Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort if you're hungry this afternoon. All right, here you go. The Corn Ferry Tour wrapping up from Farmington, Utah for the 2022 Utah Championship. The 24-year-old from Sweden, Pontus Nyholm, has a two-stroke lead. He's at 13 under and looking for his first Corn Ferry Tour victory. By the way, Mobile's Robbie Shelton, a T77 at 3 under. Birmingham, Zach Zucker, a T93 at 3 under. The LPGA finishing up from East Lothian, Scotland for the 2022 AIG Women's Open, taking place at Muirfield Golf Links, the last major of the season for the ladies. Right now, South Korea's Inji Chun leads by one at 8 under. The DP Tour, well, it looks like, let's see if they have finished. They have not finished yet. Callum Sinquim from England right now has a one-shot lead at 11 under. The PGA Tour champions, they are in Calgary, Alberta for the 2022 Shaw Charity Classic being played at Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club. At last check, the 50-year-old Irishman Padraig Harrington has a one-stroke lead at 6-under. I think that may have changed now. American Kirk Triplett just won back at 5-under. We'll talk more about Padraig in just a few moments. Pensacola's Joe Durant goes even on the first round. That puts him at a T26. And Freddie Couples, where was Freddie a minute ago? We'll have to go back. He shot 2-over yesterday at 72. The PGA Tour in Greensboro, North Carolina for the 2022 Wyndham Championship. A three-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. South Korea's Jin-Hyo Kim, America's Ryan Moore, and Brandon Wu all at 9-under, one shot better than a host of players. And the GCGA Tour back in action next Sunday from the Peninsula Golf Club and Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club in Gulf Shores. That is August the 14th. If you're looking for a competitive tour, no matter what your skill level is, go to GCGATour.com to register and find out more info. GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Well, I tell you, this is a great time right here. We're just weeks away from football. You got golf going on. They'll be wrapping it up pretty soon. Just a great time.
A little cooler weather, hopefully.
Hopefully it'll get a little cooler. We always
seems to be getting hotter, though.
Well, climate change. We won't get into that, no. For sure. But no, it's a great time to be out playing golf. Look, there's a lot of great golf courses for those of you in Central Alabama listening to us that are hanging out probably at Lake Martin Row. You've got a new golf course coming up. You got Stillwater. You got Willow Point. A lot of really neat places there. But love to be hanging out, floating in Lake Martin right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just so warm out there. It's just hard to get out there and be comfortable, but. You know, just go look at that place called Amazon.com and buy your little fan for your golf cart. It makes all the difference.
it does.
It really does.
It does. And Bobby, I know you're ready for another tip.
Another tip?
No, I thought that's what you were setting up for us. Okay.
I always have a tip. Oh, you know, look both ways before you cross the street. There's your tip.
There you go. Hey, look, let's talk. We only got a minute left here. David Musial is going to come up, but I do want to talk about the LIV Tour. I have talked to quite a few folks. It seems like it's almost divided. There is a portion of folks that just say, hey, I'm all for it, and there is another portion, kind of like I'm leaning into that portion of, no, I am not digging this at all. Let's take a time out. Maybe we can get into that in just a little bit. That bump music is loud. All right, when we come back, David Musial, he's got Golf for Dummies. We're up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Does it get much better than that right there? A little
Georgia.
Boss Gags?
Absolutely.
I mean, Sean, I know that's way old school for you.
You said probably that was 74?
Yeah. No, that's not 74, but that's it's 81, I think, is when that one came out.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit
right.
Before my time.
79, 80.
Oh, no doubt about it. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. If you're just joining us, I'm Randy Bergen, along with PGA Teaching Professional, Director of Golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, Bobby Hall. Also hanging out with us, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We call him the voice, Matt Brandt, and Sean Esfahani Jr., the general manager here at Eastern Shore Hyundai. He is hanging out with us as well as we go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in another partner of ours. He is the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. He is the professor of Golf for Dummies, Mr. David Musial. D, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you guys are doing well today. We got a great crowd on the golf course, and it's nice to have a day without rain so far. But hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we are, and we appreciate that. We are excited to be on. Hopefully we haven't gotten lost. We're on Saturdays now. We're not on that Sunday lineup. We're on Saturdays and could not be more excited to be here. We've got so much planned over the course of the next couple of weeks as we've made the move over to Saturdays following the Prep Sports Report. And certainly one of those, Bobby being on board with us and you coming in and doing the Golf for Dummies. And we kind of rotate this around a little bit for you guys that don't know. We'll do Golf for Dummies. And then for the ones that have a little bit better skill, we're going to do serious tips for serious golfers. What you think, Matt?
I like it.
Well,
I'm ready. I'm ready for the dummies part because yep. I need it, and then serious golfer part because I need it.
All right,
so we got a lot of needs there.
Well, you're a very needy person. You're a very needy person, no doubt. Well, hey, David, then let's do this. Let's just get right into it. From 1974, right. Jay Giles Band. Here you go. Must have got lost. Hang on. All right, there it is. They set it up for you. We must have got lost.
All right. Well, today on Golf for Dummies, it's not about getting lost trying to find the radio station and the time to find the Southern Fairways radio show, because if you're listening, you found it. All right? So enjoy the show on now on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. But no, it refers to how much time you have to search for your golf ball. Under the adopted rule from the USGA of the 2019 Rules of Golf, Rule 18, you now have only 3 minutes to search when your ball is lost. Okay, well, why did it change from 5 minutes to three? Well, the USGA thought it would be a better move to speed up play of golf, and for that reason, it's moved to a three-minute search. So after searching for your ball for 3 minutes, and it must have got lost, we have to deem it lost, and then we have to abandon that ball. So if we find it after that three minutes of search, it is deemed lost. You can always hit a provisional ball to speed up play, and we encourage that. So that way that you can keep things moving along if it's a good idea if you think your ball maybe lost or maybe out of bounds outside of the penalty area, you can declare that ball provisional, and that ball becomes the ball in play if your ball is lost. Okay? So that's what we're going to do if we think that our ball is lost. So always make sure that you're hitting a provisional, announce it to your playing competitors, and give up that search, please, after 3 minutes. Let's keep things moving along, and the groups behind you will be glad you did. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
Must have got lost. Now you only have 3 minutes. You like that one right there?
When does the clock start?
That is a very good question.
When you hit the ball or when you realize it's lost?
Good stuff right there.
And I know Bobby, when he sees a group that's out there forever, looks at his watch and says, okay, you got 3 minutes, guys. You know that they've looked for longer than 3 minutes. But you got to keep things moving on the golf course, and we encourage everybody to keep that three-minute search and then deem it lost and keep moving.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what David was saying, but it begins when you approach the area that your ball was lost at. When you get there, not your other playing, you have time. So some people walk very slow, but that slows it down. But when you approach the area that your ball was lost, that's when the clock starts.
That's a great tip right there, David. And, of course, those are becoming more every week. If you're new to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, Golf for Dummies and Serious Golf for Serious Golfers. Those tips. And, of course, Bobby's going to be bringing some tips as well, so we're pretty excited about that. David, before we let you get out of here, we've still got a couple minutes with you. I want to turn in, and I know in the past we've talked a little bit about the LIV. Obviously, it looks like there's the LIV Tour, the PGA Tour, they got the lawsuit going on and all that. Where do you stand on this? Because it seems as if there is a line in the sand where folks have said, I am all for it or I'm all against it. Where are you in this?
You had a good guest on there a few weeks ago, Peter Jacobson. And I'm going to have to fall in line of what Peter Jacobson had to say. You know, that it's almost like it's an exhibition. That we've got a shotgun start. We don't have all of the best players. You got a small percentage. I don't think it's a good thing for the game. I think that for the future of golf, having all the best players on the PGA Tour is. I did not know there was really a need for another tour, but money does talk. We've gone back to ABA and different things that have happened, through the course of time that have caused change in professional sports and caused controversy. And, I hope that things can be worked out and not see all of our great players, going to play the LIV Tour. But they won't. Yeah, they won't. But it'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out.
Well, it's interesting, and we kind of mentioned this. We've talked about it in the past. Is a friend of ours, a friend of the radio stations, Andy Ogletree, who is one, a very young player who has won, really hadn't been out on the PGA Tour as a professional. He takes that jump over to LIV, and remember, it's only the top 48, and he might have been number, I don't know what number he was that first event, maybe number 46, 47, but as they started getting more of the names in there, he drops to the bottom and drops out. And if you have signed and played, you're going to play the LIV, and PGA saying, well, you're not coming back here to play, then where does somewhere, and Bobby, where does a guy like that go and play now?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Where does he go? I think the only people that really appreciate the LIV Tour, those young guys that now a few slots open up that they could qualify, getting off the Corn Ferry Tour or whatever, they're going to get bumped into those events where Bubba Watson's out, Phil's out, and some of those other guys are out. They get bumped up. They're the only guys that are liking it. You're right. There's a void there, and LIV Tour is going to have to restructure some of what they're doing if they want to keep those players playing. They're going to have to get away from the shotgun start and 18 holes. It's going to have to go to tee time somehow.
I'm not sure the answer for them,
but that's their problem.
And you said it right, David. I think Peter Jacobson said it. It does feel like an exhibition. Shotgun start, 54 holes. I mean, this feels like a GCGA event. You know what I'm saying? And then whenever, if you look at the winning ceremonies, the closing ceremonies, again, doesn't look like it's a top-notch production. When you've got that much money that's being spent, I'm just not sure how long this thing's going to last. And somebody could correct me on that. Open up the phone lines, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You want to jump in? Jump in. I'd love to hear your comments. So what do you think, man?
Well, I think it starts with how much money they have and how long it can sustain that. And that's kind of like with the USFL, that it went to a point where it couldn't make it anymore. ABA, same way. But, you know, that'll determine, you know, also, you know, the life of this, of how long it goes along. But, I don't think it's great for the PGA Tour. I don't think it's good for golf. But, you know, some of these older guys like Mickelson are going to try to, you know, they can take the money and, you know, make that option to do it. But I don't think it's a good thing for golf.
Well, I think, Matt, you were going to say you.
Yeah, I was going to agree. I was trying to figure out during the break, you know, what how to describe this. I guess it makes me feel like watching an exhibition. I mean, it's really like a bunch of guys got together and said, hey, let's do this tournament for the next 3 days and have some fun doing it.
It's almost like the Brandt Invitational.
Exactly. A bunch of family members get together and hey, let's go out and do some crazy stuff and call it a golf tournament. And I don't think it ties into the professional aspect of golf to the degree that the PGA, you know, drives it and expects it and executes it. There's not going to be record-breaking moments in a three-day tournament. The standards are still set by the PGA. So some of these guys that live there, I mean – I don't like that some of them that were in the top 10 in the world went over there and took all this money and pretty much ran. I think that does diminish the PGA to a point of not having all the best players every week out there fighting for what is the premier championship league for golf.
Right.
So I think I can see that both could coexist, but they need to get off of each other's back a little bit here. And, you know, let's play both, you know.
Yeah,
let's
play two, I guess. Well, now we have a Tony Finau tour, it looks like.
Well, that's funny you said that. I was just about to mention
that. He's getting more confidence as he goes along.
He really is. I mean, you know, he goes back-to-back. By the way, we mentioned the Garson grip. You know what grip he's using, right?
Right.
Garson grip. Brooks Henderson won the major, 2 weeks ago? That's her second major. She's using the Garson grip. And speaking of the LIV Tour, the last event last week, Henrik Stenson, he's using the Garson grip as well. Of course, he made it more famous back in 2019 whenever he won the British Open. But you look at this official world golf ranking, Scotty Scheffler remains number one. Cameron Smith is two. Rory McIlroy, he's number three. Patrick Cantlay's fourth. John Rahm is fifth. Xander Schauffele is sixth. Justin Thomas, seventh. Colin Morikawa, eighth. Victor Hovland, we call him Patsy Weber, is ninth, and Matt Fitzpatrick moves in that top 10 spot. So you don't see Dustin Johnson, all those names are out of there, okay? And remember, it's going to be interesting to see how they do these rankings. If they're only playing 54 holes versus 72 hole events, how do they get that rankings? I'm anxious to see how, if they say, yes, we're going to figure out. Exactly. But you got to love it. Tony Finau, he has moved up now from 16 to 13 in the rankings. He's got more confidence than anybody out there. The guy I'm going to tell you to keep your eye on, though, watch, he may not have been playing too well lately, but Will Zalatoris is going to get a major this next year.
Yeah,
And you got some great young stars. Zalatoris, you know, Cameron Young, you got some great young players. So. Yeah, but interesting to see how this shakes out.
David, as always, man, great golf for dummies. Again, if your ball is lost, you only got 3 minutes. All right, so don't spend four, don't spend five. But there you go. Hey, man, thanks for hanging out with us. Looking forward to being with you on Saturdays, and we'll get out and see you. All right, brother.
All right, always a pleasure. Y'all have a great day, and look forward to the show on Saturday. Thanks.
All right, there you go, David Musial, General Manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club, our professor for Golf for Dummies. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition, a Saturday edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen, along with Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, and proprietor of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, our good friend Matt Brandt. And I tell you, this has been fun being on Saturdays. We're going to have a lot of fun, all right? And, folks, if you're just tuning in for the first time off the Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, get ready, because we've got a lot that we're going to be doing. We're going to be giving away a lot of golf. We've got a lot of tips for you. Hopefully you will be tuning in time after time after time, following the very popular the Prep Sports Report. Of course, who knows? There could be some food given away as well. Always got to love it.
Food?
Yeah. Golf, food, pretty, and football. What else do you need?
Pretty
what
good.
Else do you need?
Pretty good. Down south, that's great.
You know, we were talking about the live, and Bobby, I know you wanted to work in a comment there, but we ran out of time.
A scary thing that comes up about live is the comments that the captain of the President's Cup team, Davis Love III, made, and he says, you know, we hold all the cards here on the PGA Tour. And one of the messages he sent out is, if they're going to continue to let these live players that have left the PGA Tour come into the major events, they're going to boycott playing. Now, that's a pretty scary thought when it comes to the Masters or the U.S. Open, and Dustin Johnson shows up, Mickelson, who's won a Masters, is invited back, and the top 20 or 30 players on the PGA Tour said, I'm just going to skip this week. I don't think they will, because it's a major. Yeah. But the thought of them doing that is, hey, I'm just going to skip out on you. Yeah. You know, that's a scary thought. And I don't know what the answer to that is, but just to think about that, I don't like that.
Let me ask you, I
hope, as Matt said earlier, there's some cohesiveness and something in the future, even if the United States government is getting involved to review these acts that have happened, how they're going to progress or make the PGA Tour accept the live players back. You know, I hope they'll find some common ground. That's all we can hope for right now. And it may take some years to patch that up, but we'll see.
And let me ask you, Bobby, as a PGA teaching professional, you've been a PGA professional for, 28 years?
No, 40.
40 years. Oh, my gosh. Why did I say 28? You're older than that. But what is your feel for this live tour? I mean, how do you feel about it?
You know, there's a side of me that says the team side of it is kind of fun to group some players together and see how they do the team thing. I think the tour could do something like that pretty easy. But the more I've gotten into it, I think I'm more negative about it now than I was when it first started. I thought it would be kind of fun to watch and see it. But now that, you know, the Saudi comments come out, the money behind the tour comes out, the guys leaving for the big money, kind of, maybe not the right phrase, but being patriotic to the PGA Tour. They're sponsoring the Corn Ferry Tour for the young people coming up. They spent so much money over the years in charity building the tour. I don't see real charities playing a part in live. Maybe there is, but I don't see it. It's not marketed right now. So I've turned more negative than I was positive when it first came out. I'm taking more of the side of the PGA Tour. Now, I'll tell you this, I'm still going to watch Dustin Johnson swing. I'm still going to study how they play, how Henrik Stenson has a wonderful short game. I'm going to be watching videos because they're the best players in the world from a teaching aspect. I can't let go of that. But as far as the tour and playing, yeah, I've gotten a little more negative about it.
From a viewer side, for me personally, I what I like about Liv is the sound effects, the close-up mics, the conversations with the caddies and the professionals, something you can hear a lot more so. It's built that way in Live. Now, as far as the format goes, the team thing I do, it's interesting. Like I said, I think it's that weekend golf, you know, thing. You feel, you get a vibe, you get out of it. But I do like how they've incorporated a little bit more close-up to the professionals on the course. Now, I'm not sure how big of a distraction that is for these guys playing, but as a viewer, you know, I like hearing that caddy talk to the pro, and
sure.
I love all that in depth of it.
The Champions Tour is doing that. Is it, we watching them walk down the fairway and giving interviews now? So maybe the tour needs to lighten up on some of that, but hopefully it'll come together.
Yeah, get them close. By the way, we were talking about Will Zalatoris. One thing I failed to mention: Zalatoris and his caddy Ryan Goble. They've been about 3 years together, I guess. Let him go. Zalatoris let him go. No reasons given. If you remember, he always wears that bucket cap, or he wears one of those big brimmed caps each time. I think he's They don't know why. I don't see what the reason is right now, but it's interesting. And sometimes we've seen it. We've seen it whenever there's a change in caddies, a change in teachers, instructors. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's good. So for whatever the reason was, Zalatoris is one of those kids that has got probably as much talent on the PGA Tour than anyone else out there. I mean, Tony Finau is playing well, but he's been out there for a little while. Young gun like this, I think
Did he say who the new caddy is?
No, I didn't. I didn't get that.
It's probably somebody with some more experience.
I mean, yeah, right now I think he's got his instructor on the bag with him. Okay,
but I don't think this was a planned event. It doesn't say why, but it just happened before the
second round.
Before the second round, yeah. I mean, so this was not like, oh, we're gonna just change you up after round one for fun. You know, this was there was something that drove this.
Yeah, we'll find out more what that is. But anyway, all right, Bobby. I don't know. We've only got about 2 minutes left here. Did you have a final tip for us before we get out of here?
Final
today?
Tip: when you're putting and you find yourself lag putting too much and you're not getting the golf ball to the hole, you may be decelerating on your putter. A lot of greens are quicker than some of the others, but if you find yourself being short, I want you to look at the side of the ball closest to the hole and visualize your putter striking the front part of the ball as it passes through. That will give you some acceleration to accelerate to the front of the ball. So when you're over the ball looking down, put the logo to the left side of the ball if you're right-handed, and the side that's closest to the hole. Try to strike through that, and it'll help you get some acceleration to the hole.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip. And, you know, that's one of the things I was watching something that a lot of amateurs, they hit at the bottom of their swing is where they're hitting the golf ball. And if you watch the pros, yeah, they're going through the ball to the bottom of their swing.
So to give a little acceleration on your putt, sometimes you have to decelerate if it's above the hole and it's really fast.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful. But for the most part, acceleration is important. So strike toward the front of the ball. Good point on striking through the ball. You should strike the ball first and then have your divot. See a PGA golf professional. See somebody that's really certified in teaching.
Good stuff. Matt, thanks for hanging out, brother.
I'm looking
forward to having you back.
Saturdays, baby. Right. We got all the time in the world. Let's do it.
Bobby. Good to have you on board with us, man. Hey, look for a lot of tips.
History today, the first show on Saturday.
Glad to
be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Glad
to be a part of it. Thanks to Charlie Morris, our producer. Thank you for hanging out. Look, we got a lot to get into as the weeks go along. We got golf and football to talk about, so you be a part of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Until then, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.